This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning. It's Father's Day, 16th day of June. Good morning to ya!
Morning!
And a good morning to all y'all, and happy Father's Day in Kennesaw.
Kennesaw. All right now.
Kennesaw. This is the third James Brown. This is the first time we played James three times in the show.
Is it three times?
It is the third time. Opened the show and then dished another one. And
did we do another one?
This is our third James song.
Okay.
James has been featured this morning.
And you know what the song we didn't do? Papa's got a brand new bag.
That's right. leaving some out. You know? We still may get this. We got an hour left. We still may. Noelle is running things, and so you never know.
You just don't. You just don't, folks. Braves won last night. Which is great. I'm saying, you know, they played at 4 o'clock yesterday.
It bleeds into why you think they won.
Yes. Because
it was during the day, wasn't it, night?
But not just during the day, but the heat is here, folks.
Yeah.
The heat is here. And if you follow the Braves down through the years, it's something about when this heat and humidity hits in Georgia all of a sudden. And that's what's happening.
That's Sam's theory.
They're playing at 1:30 today. And so we'll see they can sweep this series with Tampa Bay.
Okay. Well, they should. They stink.
Yeah, well, you know, so does Washington. And Washington, for some reason, we have a problem with Washington.
Yeah. All right, we have a very special guest.
Yes,
we do. And I want to thank you because, and before we bring this guest on, and thank you for joining us, but you do this and have done this for Mother's Day and for Father's Day for the last few years. I don't know where you find these people because I think some of them are running from you because they think you're going to call them. Sam's going to call us Mother's Day, come around the corner. But you corner these people, and they come on. But I think they are happy to
Well, you know us. What, though? And it's mom or it's dad. Right. I tell them, all we want you to do is brag on your baby.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's why you get them.
Oh,
but I want to know where you get these numbers from.
That's simple enough. You want to brag on you brag on your baby.
Well, how you get these numbers of these folks? You call a kid?
And keep up with you.
See, that's what you do?
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, but anyway.
Would you welcome our guest?
Absolutely. We got a guest because we got to talk because he has his kid moves real fast.
Yeah, he does.
Folks, the Olympics are coming up in a number of our area products. Seeking to be on the team in various sports, and one of them is Christian Coleman, looking to see him be one of the great sprinters for the United States. Of course, Olympic trials for track are coming up next week. We figured we'd spend some time talking with his dad, Seth Coleman, and we're happy to have him here on the WaitForIt.com hotline for a show. Welcome in to Sam and Greg, and happy Father's Day, Seth.
Hey, happy Father's Day, gentlemen, and happy Father's Day to everybody out there.
Yeah, man, we are happy that you're able to join us, and we talk about, you know, Olympic athletes because unlike folks in other sports, sometimes people don't pay attention to Olympic athletes until Olympic year. How do you feel about that as a parent? Because you know that your child is out there sweating and working every year.
well, you wish it were different in America, and I know, you know, Sam, Greg, you guys are big NASCAR guys and Formula One guys, and I'm, you know, not. I kind of look at it casually, but I always wish that the track and field at least had that type of stature in America as NASCAR and Formula One. But it's still, you know, probably a rung below both of those sports. And shout out to those guys and the fans that follow those two sports because that's an amazing skill. But at least wish it was on that level in the United States. It'll never be. You know, baseball or football or basketball, even the NHL, it'll never be that status. And also probably never be tennis either. But, you know, you wish it was, because those athletes do, you know, work extremely hard. And it's very popular, you know, around the globe, especially in Europe. Then also in the Caribbean and things, but you wish it was bigger in America.
Yeah, but Seth, that's why you don't have to worry about that as far as diminishing the abilities and what these guys do that sport, because NASCAR gets paid here. I mean, it's a sport that they have races, and there's prizes that go along with winning these races, and it's not so much with track, and this is why these guys have to go. We were literally talking about that earlier, but again, I want to ask you a question here. Seth Coleman, father of Christian Coleman, joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, on this Father's Day. When was it, the year, the event, if you can remember that first time that Christian made you well up when you saw him performing a certain kind of way, and you just kind of, whether you're with the entire family or by yourself, you kind of welled up in the eyes and go, oh, I'm so proud of that. When was that, and how old was he?
You know what, I guess athletically, that's a good question. Probably athletically, man, I'll tell you what, it was probably when he was 5. And I was coaching his youth football team at Sandtown Park over here in South Fulton. Shout out to Sandtown.
Yeah.
And we were in a tournament, and we were playing North Clayton over at Riverdale. And he was playing safety. We put him back there because, you know, he was 5, his first year playing. And so, it's, you know, you put your fast guy back there, and if anybody breaks loose, hey, go catch him. And we were playing a team of older kids. They were, you know, a year older than us. And they had beaten us in the regular season. But in this tournament, we faced them again. And it was nip and tuck. We're going back and forth. And they ran a reverse, and their kid, you know, went out the back door. And you know, he's gone. He turned the corner, and he's gone. I'm thinking, oh, crap, you know, because it was one of them things where they score, you score, whoever got the ball last, and it was late in the game, and I'm thinking, crap, you know what, we fought hard, we about to lose this one too. And all of a sudden, Christian just took off running after the kid, and I'm like, man, that dude's got like a 30-yard lead. He's not going to catch him. And my assistant coach said, coach, he's going to get him. Coach, he's going to get him. Coach, he's going to get him. And I'm like, no, man, he's going to run out of room. He's not going to catch the kid. And he just kept going. He just kept, like, there was everybody else on the field just stood around like, oh man, he's gone. But Christian just said, no, I'm gonna go catch him. And he caught him at about the 5, and then we held him, and we went into overtime. We ended up winning the game in overtime. And another coach came up to me afterwards after the game, and he had older boys, and I think he was a coach for Riverdale, and he said, coach, man, I wanted to tell you that, you know, we sat and watched you guys' game because we're getting ready to play in a little bit. And I want to tell you, I used that kid in my pregame speech to say, fellas, if we play with that type of – with the talent we got, there's nobody out here who can beat us. And y'all all saw what that little kid did. There was no way in the world he should have thought that he should have caught that boy when he turned the corner. But he got on his horse anyway, and he got him. And they ended up winning the game. And if y'all play like that, there's nobody out here who can beat us. And at that moment, you know, during the game, it's like, wow, okay, now we got to call the defense. We got to keep them from scoring. But afterwards, when that guy said that, you know, that kind of, you know, made me a little emotional, because I was like, well, you know, wow, that's, you know, somebody noticed that. And it was good. It was still a phenomenal play, because I thought, oh, man, here we go. We got to hurry up and score because that guy's gone. But
that made me cry. That story.
Folks, we're spending time on the waitfor.com hotline on Father's Day. With our sports dad, a great sports dad, and you can hear the pride in his voice, Seth Coleman, talking about his son, Christian Coleman, who is on his way out west next week for the Olympic trials. Earlier this year, we had Christian on with us because he won the 60-meter indoor, beating out Noah Lyles. Thoughts about this man? Thought about this guy and the places that you've ended up going with him. You know, because you think about most people, you got a kid playing a certain sport, you know, if he's playing baseball, place you're going to go, or basketball or football. But track, you could end up most anywhere. Where have you ended up with this guy?
Oh, man. Well, first of all, Sam, it started out back in college, really. So shout out to the SEC and all the SEC cities and all the other cities around the country where, you know, his mom and I, where we went to go see him when he was at Tennessee. And then in terms of globally, I mean, man, we've been, you know, everywhere from in this country, Eugene, Oregon, to New York, to Miami, to see him. And then globally, man, like, well, you know, the World's Indoor was in Scotland. We've been to London. When he made the team as a youngster in 2016, we went to the Olympics in Rio. Shoot, man, we've been to Doha when he won the World Championships in 100 there in Doha in 2019. Man, it's, you know, all those places, you know, we probably would have never gone there. You know, it's you think when you get older, you know, we'll travel to some spots, but we probably would have never made it to some of those places. Maybe London. Also, went to London when he competed in the World Championships there in 2017. So it's been an amazing ride and a blessing, man, a real blessing.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Talking a lot about just the relationship that you guys have and traveling around the world with him. So how much are you looking forward to this year's Olympics and the possibility of him being there? You guys been to Paris? I didn't hear all the cities. I was preparing something here. Have you been to Paris before with him?
Haven't been to Paris. Flew through Paris. Matter of fact, we actually flew through Paris when we went over to Scotland recently for Indoor Worlds. And, you know, flew into Charles de Gaulle. And shout out to the folks also, man, at Hartsfield Airport. Everybody that works over there, from the groundskeepers to the executives, man. People really don't realize, man, you know, Sam and Greg, you guys have traveled globally. And so you guys kind of know. But, man, until you go globally, you don't realize how special Hartsfield is. So, you know, shout out to all the mayors and all the politicians who've helped make Hartsfield what it is. It truly is. I mean, seriously, man, it's the best airport in the world. It really is. The way it's run, the way it looks, it's the best airport in the world, hands down. So we flew through Paris and Charles de Gaulle, but had never been there though.
Yeah.
And but in terms of the Olympics, man, well, first, you know, you got to make the team, obviously, and Team USA. I know the commercial talks about it, but it's true, man. Team USA is the hardest team to make in the world in all the Olympic sports. And shout out to, you know, the swimmers, the divers, the gymnasts. I think the swimmers are, you know, going at it this weekend. I think the gymnasts go next week and next weekend with track, or maybe it's the weekend after that, or they actually may be in competition now. But it's truly the hardest team to make in the world. And so he's got to finish top three out in Oregon next week. But, you know, we hopefully all goes well there. And, you know, he makes the team. And, Paris is going to be amazing, man. They're already talking about it being the most watched, most attended Olympics ever. You know, coming out of COVID. I mean, when they had it in 2021 in Tokyo, it just wasn't the same. Right. Even though that's a global city, but this one, you know, in a global destination city, it's the first one where, you know, back from COVID, where everybody can go. And they say it's going to be crazy over there, man. They've already said the march of the athletes, instead of them marching into the stadium, every country is going to have a boat, and yeah, they're going to float pat down the Seine River through downtown Paris, and that'll be the team's entry into the Olympics instead of them walking around the stadium.
Wow!
So just that in itself is going to be a spectacle.
That's not bad.
They're going to do something
right.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Itself is going to be a spectacle, man.
Hey,
you
ever time, Christian? I mean, not time him for an actual race. I meant time him, because one of the things that we've talked about here, when we talk to people who are in the track world, we like to remind our listeners that these guys, at the speed that they run, they literally could get a ticket in a residential area, because he runs at like 26, 27 miles an hour.
Right.
That is amazing. Right. Is he, what does he want to do after, before we let you go here, does he want to play any other sport, or is there another field he wants to get into once his track career is over?
You know, we never really haven't really talked about that, man. I don't, you know, think that he's thinking about taking up another sport. I think he wants to ride this out, you know, until he's done, and then, you know, get into some other things on the business side of things. But in terms of competing in another sport, I don't think that he's thought about that. I mean, he's just so laser focused on being the best he can be at this sport and trying to bring attention and eyes to it, in America and raise the stature of the sport here. That I don't think he's thinking about. I don't think he's thinking about the end of his career. Number one, and then I don't think he's thinking about playing another sport. If he wanted to play something else, it would definitely be football. I mean, football.
That's what I'm saying. We don't need Tariq. Was it Tariq Hill to be the fastest guy anymore?
Yep.
We need Christian up in there.
Before I let you go, pass on some advice for dads who are just starting out. Their kids are figuring out what sport they want. Give them a quick word of advice.
I would say, man, just first of all, don't fight the urge to put too much pressure on your kids, a girl or a boy. Fight the urge to live vicariously through them. I mean, really, and be patient, and also always ask them if this is something that they want to do, or is it your goal? Because once it becomes your goal, then now it's a chore for them, and then that can just that can lead your relationship with them down all different types of paths where you don't want it to go. So make sure it's still something that they want to do, where they want to compete, and then just be patient. And don't try to force things. I mean, where they are as youth athletes, that doesn't really give you an indication of where they could end up in high school, college, or pro. There were and you guys know this. I mean, there were kids that dominate youth leagues. And they don't even play varsity in high school.
Yeah.
And in the same way, there are guys in high school that are terrors and girls in their sports. And they get to college and it just kind of levels off. So, just kind of be patient, trust in God's path, for you and your child. And just make sure that it's something that they want to do that they still love and that they enjoy.
There we go. Well, Seth Coleman, we appreciate you joining us on this Father's Day. Happy Father's Day
to you. Happy Father's Day, Seth.
And all the best to Christian. And
yes.
Hope you get to see him on that boat over in Paris riding into the stadium.
Absolutely. Happy Father's Day to you guys. Happy Father's Day to you guys, man. And happy Father's Day to everybody out there in your listening audience.
Appreciate
all right.
it.
Thanks a lot.
Seth Coleman.
Yeah, yeah. All right, now, you know what that means when Greg make that noise.
Speed. Oh, no, I was doing that. That was actually for the sprinter. That was for Christian, but I guess it could apply to Dustin Long.
It could apply
to that.
Dustin Long is coming up. NASCAR moves to NBC today, and he will join us next to get us set for Iowa. That's when you continue with Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, this Father's Day Sunday morning, on Sports Radio 99 The Game at 99thegame.com.